Hello students, welcome to third module of Computer System and Organization. Let us explore a new topic, number system, today in this module. What is number system? A number system is defined as a system of writing to express numbers. It is the mathematical notation for representing numbers of a given set by using digits or other symbols. The same sequence of symbols may represent different numbers in different number system. The number system or the numeral system is the system of naming or representing numbers. There are various types of number systems like binary, decimal, octal, hexadecimal, etc. Number system with a specific type provides a unique representation of every number. The value of any digit in a number can be determined by the digit itself, then its position, and the base of the number system. How number system is used in computers? Computer stores all data as binary digits, that is either 0 or 1. But we may need to convert this to a number system which we are familiar with. Computer programs and data are often represented outside the computer using octal and hexadecimal number system. That's why these two number systems are also topic of our discussion. They are the shorthand notations of representing binary number. Let us discuss elaborately what are the types of number system available. Decimal number system uses 10 unique digits starting from 0 till 9. Any decimal number can be represented using these 10 digits only. So, the base or radix of the decimal number is 10. Next is binary number system, which has 2 unique digits, 0 and 1. Any binary number can be represented using these two digits. Since two unique digits are used in binary number system, the base or radix of the binary number is 2. Next, octal number system, which uses 8 unique digits starting from 0 to 7. Any octal number can be represented using unique 8 digits from 0 till 7. That's why the base or radix of the octal number is 8. Hexadecimal number system has 16 unique digits starting from 0 till 9. Then next 10 to 15 are represented by alphabets A to F. So A represents 10, B represents 11, and so on. As 16 unique digits are used in hexadecimal number system, the base or radix of the hexadecimal number is 16. Now, let us move on to the next slide. We'll be discussing decimal number system in detail here. Let us take an example. 435 base 10. Here 435 is the number and it is a decimal number, and we know that number alone doesn't decide its value. The number is based on positional value also, where the weightage of a digit is as per its position. In the analysis of number 435, the value of 5 is 5, the value of 3 is 30, and the value of 4 is 400, because position matters. The number 5 is in units place, so 5 can be expanded as 5 into 10 to the power 0. 10 to the power 0 is 1, so it is in units place. The value of 3 is 30, it can be expanded as 3 into 10 to the power 1, because it is in tens place. And the place value of 4 is 400 and it can be expanded as 4 into 10 to the power 2, where 4 is in hundreds place in decimal number representation. The leftmost digit of a decimal number is called most significant digit. The rightmost digit is called the least significant digit. Most significant digit has the maximum weightage and least significant digit has the least weightage. Numbers can be represented in any of the number system like binary, decimal, hexadecimal, etc. Any number which is represented in any one of the number system can be easily converted to another. Let us see now how to convert a decimal number into its binary, octal and hexadecimal equivalent and vice versa with various examples. Decimal to binary conversion. To convert a decimal number to its binary equivalent, we have to follow a method. Method to convert a decimal number into its binary equivalent is divide the decimal number by 2, take the remainder and record it on the side, divide the quotient by 2, repeat the same until the decimal number cannot be further divided. Write the remainders in reverse order to get the resultant binary number. So here is an example. 125 is a decimal number here with base 10. We have to find out its binary equivalent. So 125 according to the method should be divided by 2 and it gives the quotient 62 and remainder 1. Again the quotient will be taken and will be divided by 2 again. Again it will lead to another quotient and remainder. So this process has to be continued till quotient is 0. And after that, the binary equivalent of the decimal number 125 will be written as the remainders whichever are collected till now will be written in reverse order. That means from bottom to top. So the binary equivalent of decimal number 125 base 10 is 1111101 with base 2. Now decimal fraction to binary, there again we have to follow another method. The method used to convert a decimal number into its binary equivalent is multiply. Instead of dividing by 2, you multiply the given fraction by 2. Keep the integer in the product aside and multiply the new fraction again by 2. Continue this process till the required number of decimal places or till you get 0 in the fractional part, because after getting fractional part as 0, there is no meaning of multiplying by 2 again as it is going to give you 0. So let us take an example where converting a decimal fractional number 0.47 to binary. Here 0.47 is multiplied by 2, it is giving you 0.94. We are keeping the integral part aside and multiplying the fractional part alone with 2. So 0.94 into 2 is giving you 1.88. Again integral part is kept aside. Again 0.88, that is the fractional part, will be multiplied by 2. It gives 1.76 and we keep on doing this till how many decimal places we want. And the result should be written in direct order here. Here the integral part which are already kept aside will be taken as the binary equivalent of the decimal fraction and it is written from top to bottom. We'll take another example in which we are converting the decimal fractional number 0.75 to binary. So 0.75 is such an example where we are getting finally 0 in the fractional part. So 0.75 is multiplied by 2, it is giving you 1.50. Integral part of 1.50 is 1, so it is kept aside and After that, the fractional part of 1.50, that is 0.50, is multiplied by 2 to give you 1.00. Further, if you try to multiply the fractional part of 1.00, that is only 0.00, it will, if you multiply 2 with this number, you will be getting 0 again. So here itself we need to stop. Reading the integers from top to bottom, we will be getting the answer as 0.11 base 2 for 0.75 decimal number. Now we'll summarize. To convert a decimal integer into binary, keep dividing by 2 until quotient is 0 and collect the remainders in reverse order to get the binary equivalent. Similarly, to convert a fraction, keep multiplying the fractional part until it becomes 0. Collect the integers in direct order to get the binary equivalent. So here is an example with both integral part and fractional part. Integral part and fractional part are going to be dealt separately with respect to the methods adopted. Here 105 should be divided continuously by 2 and remainder should be noted down, and while presenting the binary equivalent of 105, the remainder should be written in direct order, whereas for the fractional part 0.15, repeatedly we have to multiply by 2. Keeping the integral part aside, we have to multiply 2 with the fractional part again and again. Finally, while writing the binary equivalent for the fractional number 0.15, it should be written, the integral part which we have kept aside should be written from top to bottom, that is in direct order. Decimal to octal conversion, the method is same. Here in place of 2, we have to deal with the number 8. So method to convert a decimal number into its octal equivalent is, divide the decimal number by 8. Take the remainder and record it on the side. Divide the quotient by 8. Repeat the same until the decimal number cannot be further divided. Write the remainders in reverse order to get the resultant octal number. And for the fractional, decimal fraction to octal conversion, multiply the given fraction by 8. Instead of 2, you have to multiply the given fraction by 8 as it is an octal number. Keep the integer in the product as it is and multiply the new fraction in the product by 8. Continue this process and read the integers in the products from top to bottom. So here is an example where decimal to octal conversion is there. The number, decimal number 225.225 is taken for explanation. 225 is the integral part. The same number 225 is in the fractional part. So how to convert them to equivalent octal number? Here integral part and fractional part are to be evaluated in two different methods. So when integer 225 is taken, it will be repeatedly divided by 2, by 8, and the remainder should be written from bottom to top. When 0.225 is taken as a decimal number, to find out its octal equivalent, we have to multiply by 8, and the integers or the integral part of the outcome should be written aside, should be kept aside, and after that we should continue the same process till certain places or till we get 0 as the fractional part. And while writing the integral part of every result, we have to write from top to bottom. Now decimal to hexadecimal conversion. Method is same. The method to convert a decimal number into its hexadecimal equivalent is, instead of dividing the decimal number by 2 or by 8, we have to divide it by 16 and take the remainder and record it on the side, divide the quotient by 16, repeat the same until the decimal number cannot be further divided. Write the remainder in reverse order to get the resultant hexadecimal number. Decimal fraction to hexadecimal is just opposite. The way we dealt for binary and for octal, the same method is applied here. Multiply the given fraction by 16, keep the integer in the product as it is, and multiply the new fraction in the product by 16. Repeat the process and read the integers in the products from top to bottom. But we have to remember here that instead of writing 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, we can substitute them by A, B, C, D, E, F respectively. Then there are some solved problems also. You can go through it. Now we will be moving to the next topic, that is binary, the conversion of a binary, octal and hexadecimal number into decimal. Here, a decimal number, as we know, can be expressed in expanded notation as, for example, 14.5 is the decimal number. We have to convert, we have to write it in expanded notation. It can be written as 1 into 10 to the power 1 plus 4 into 10 to the power 0 plus 5 into 10 to the power minus 1. The same rule is applicable for binary, octal and hexadecimal. If you want to write other number system numbers in decimal form, they can be expanded with the change in base. So if it is a binary number, instead of writing 10 to the power 0, 10 to the power 1, we have to write 2 to the power 0, 2 to the power 1. Similarly, for octal number, it should be 8 to the power 0, 8 to the power 1. And for hexadecimal number, it will be 16 to the power 0, 16 to the power 1. And if it is fractional part, it will start with power minus 1. 10 to the power minus 1, 2 to the power minus 1, 8 to the power minus 1 and 16 to the power minus 1. Now, conversion of binary to decimal, where the binary number is given, it is in the form of 0 and 1 only. We have to write in expanded notation, and after solving the expression, we will be getting a number whose base is 10. And if it is along with fractional part, then we have to write the weightage, we have to multiply the weightage as 2 to the power minus 1, 2 to the power minus 2 and all. Similarly, from octal and hexadecimal, we can get the equivalent decimal number. So if we take an octal number with integral and fractional part here in this slide, 21.21 base 8 should be converted into a number with base 10. So here 21.21 can be written in expanded notation as 2 into 8 to the power 1 plus 1 into 8 to the power 0 plus 2 into 8 to the power minus 1 plus 1 into 8 to the power minus 2. After solving this expression, we are getting here 17.265625. Similarly, converting a hexadecimal number to its decimal equivalent, we have to take a number like, for example, 3B4F. First, this alphabet should be replaced by number. B represents 11 here, F represents 15 here. So 3B4F with base 16 can be written in expanded notation as 3 into 16 to the power 3 plus 11 into 16 to the power 2 plus 4 into 16 to the power 1 plus 15 into 16 to the power 0. So after evaluating, after solving the expression, we get the final output as 15,183 with base 10. Now, let us summarize what we studied in this module. First, we discussed what is a number system, and then what are the types of number system, and after that we discussed how to convert from one number system to another number system like decimal to binary, octal and hexadecimal conversion for both integer and fraction, and then from other number system to the standard number system, that is decimal one. So that is binary, octal and hexadecimal to decimal conversion for both integer and fraction. And finally, we discussed numerous examples for all types of conversions. Thank you, children.